From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Health officials in Ada County are investigating an outbreak linked to raw milk as five people have gotten sick from apparently drinking it. Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System, is joining us today to talk more about this. And remember, if you have any public health questions, please send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hi, Gemma.
So, Dr. Pate, what we know so far, Central District Health sent out a news release saying that they're investigating this because five people have gotten sick and they believe they consumed raw or unpasteurized milk. So, how does something like this happen?
So, you know, there are various reasons that people might try to get raw or unpasteurized milk. Some people are under the mistaken belief that there might be health benefits to doing so, which we have not established any health benefits from drinking unpasteurized milk. In fact, unpasteurized milk is one of the most risky foodborne illnesses to acquire. And so we do have outbreaks every year. We have this one here in Idaho. There, I think there was also one in Colorado, if I remember very recently, and with a different bacteria. But what happens is when milk is not pasteurized, the potential for bacterial contamination is very high. There are at least about five different bacteria that can cause a significant illness. At minimum, gastrointestinal illness, throwing up, diarrhea. Some of these bacteria are quite notable for causing blood in the stool when you have diarrhea, fever, and there are some severe things that can happen, like Guillain-Barré syndrome or a syndrome probably most listeners haven't heard of, but which can affect your blood cells and your kidney function. So it can be serious. Usually what we see is younger people having the most severe illness. Raw milk is particularly dangerous for young children, elderly, pregnant women. It can be very, very serious in. And then, of course, anybody who's immunocompromised.
So bottom line, should folks kind of try to steer clear then from raw or unpasteurized milk, even if they're under the assumption that it might be a healthier option?
Yeah, we would not recommend raw or unpasteurized milk for anyone under any circumstances. And that includes other unpasteurized dairy products, you know, soft cheese, other things like that. The risk for infection is quite high, even if you've had a certain product before and never gotten sick from it. That just means that that particular batch may not have been contaminated, but the rates of contamination are quite high. What pasteurization does is it heats the milk quickly and for a very brief period of time, enough to kill the bacteria so no one gets sick from it, but it doesn't destroy the nutritional benefits from the milk. So there are no circumstances where we would recommend unpasteurized milk, and you have to be aware that it is of particularly high risk to ingest it.
Okay, let's switch gears now and talk about flu season, because where are we in terms of, is it time to get our flu shot?
We are certainly getting closer. If you look at last year, our big uptake flu cases was right at the end of the first week, beginning of the second week of November. So we're coming up soon. The reason that we generally recommend people kind of time their flu vaccine is because the immune protection does wear off, and we want to make sure that we keep people boosted for the time where we see the most flu activity, which is typically middle of November or end of November till sometime in the end of February. Those are the kind of the high risk months. So we're getting close. If you
have somebody in your family that's high risk, young children, elderly, people with a lot of medical conditions, if you want to go ahead and get your vaccine now, that would be fine. If you're traveling, and especially if you're traveling to Alaska, or any people listening to this are in Alaska, get it today, because it's very high there. If you're traveling to some of the southern states, we're starting to see upticks in New Mexico, Florida, Georgia. But most of the rest of the country is very low, including Idaho. So if you're staying put for the foreseeable future, and I mean but in the next few weeks, if you're staying put, if you don't have any plans for travel, I would still hold off. Probably I'm going to be giving you the go in the next 1, 2, or 3 weeks, but it's not going to be more than that. But if you want to get it now, go ahead and get it. If you're trying to time it, hang in there. It won't be long.
Okay. And finally, we have to think about RSV season as well, Dr. Pate. And I mean, I know a lot of times, we get our kids vaccinated for this and everything. But who all needs to get vaccinated?
Great question. Unlike flu, we are already well into our RSV season. We've got a sharp uptick in cases. There's a lot of it out there. So time to get RSV vaccines if you haven't. And that would be those of us that are over 60 years old, particularly if you have underlying risk factors, and especially if you're going to be exposed to young children. So talk to your doctor about that. But if you're over 60, discuss with your doctor about getting the RSV vaccine. We have two choices. They're both excellent. So just get either one. And then if you're pregnant and you are at least 32 weeks pregnant and anticipated to therefore deliver during RSV season, talk to your OB about getting the vaccine for yourself, because it will help protect you, but also it will pass the antibodies to your baby to give your baby some protection when the baby is born right in the midst of the flu season.
I tell you, Dr. Pate, that is something I wish I had known about. I'm not sure if it was available almost 12 years ago, but I had a baby on November 12th and he had RSV within 4 weeks of his life. And I'll tell you what,
yeah,
that is a scary,
it's no fun.
Scary situation. It's no fun at all. I have less than a minute with you, Dr. Pate. Can we quickly, just very quickly, talk about folks getting their COVID shot? I swear I know more people down with COVID right now than I think I almost ever have.
Oh, yes. And we're seeing some upticks in COVID hospitalizations in some strange places across the country, the state of Washington. We've seen it in some of the northeastern states. It looks like there might be a new uptick of COVID, particularly in the Northeast. We've all heard about the outbreak of COVID at President Trump's trial. So, if you are traveling to the Northeast or you're in the Northeast, boy, be sure you get that booster right away if you haven't already gotten it. For the rest of us, we are going to see another upsurge soon, I'm confident. So really think about getting your COVID booster. Like you said, Gemma, there's a lot of COVID out there right now.
Yeah, there is so much out there right now. As always, Dr. Pate, so appreciate your time. We've been talking with Dr. David Pate. He is the former CEO of St. Luke's Health System. Remember, if you have a public health question for Dr. Pate, make sure you send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, and we will get to it hopefully next week. Dr. Pate, thanks so much.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.